The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Is a fantastic way to start your Friday, is it not? Yeah, Coach Rush Probst getting everybody fired up, although he's not a coach right now. Yeah, he's been eliminated in Colquitt County, down there where my boy Ray Goff is from. Yeah, he's out of there. Brad Powers with us, everybody, in hour three, handicapping. Sounds like all you guys are doing good. You're all posting all your winnings. Well, you're not posting the numbers, but you're just posting that you won. It sounds like you're doing good. 888-702-5494 on Twitter. At Bill is King. Hope you enjoyed the first day of the tournament. I watched more basketball yesterday than maybe I watched the entire regular season. I had it on from basically the beginning to almost the end. I don't think I made it all the way to the end last night, but I got close. I got close enough. Yeah, it was some interesting basketball. What was the best thing I saw? Probably Ja Morant from Murray State. What a player. Oh, my God. He had a triple-double. It was ridiculous watching what he did to Marquette. Ja Morant. Wow. Anyways, plenty to talk about. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Email the show, Bill is King 7, number 7, at gmail.com. A few of you guys, Rob in the 210 texted me, Soul Street Coffee sent me a DM. Is there another Twitter account that's got my name on it? I don't know what that is. Yeah, somebody showed that to me last night, and I had a few other messages this morning. I don't know what that is. Somebody has started a Twitter account. I think it's got two followers with my picture on it. Yeah, so somebody's behind the scenes doing some things. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Somebody's monitoring us right now. Okay, so what's the news? I think you want me to go, hey, Avery Johnson is right now apparently, according to reports, let's play that media game. According to reports, I believe AL.com had it originally. According to reports, is negotiating a buyout with Alabama, Avery Johnson. He's been to the NCAA tournament one time. That was last year, right? And they beat the Hokies. I think. Yeah, beat the Hokies. That's right. Beat Justin Fuente's basketball team. Buzz Williams. Yeah, Alabama basketball has, and you know what? I thought the Avery Johnson hire was pretty good, and He did have some momentum, particularly last year. Heck, he beat Kentucky this year, originally. That was early in the conference, in conference play. And obviously, they're not going to beat Kentucky, but they beat them early. And a lot of people are saying they're going to go after Steve Prohm, who was at Alabama as a student, then a assistant, a manager of some sort as a student for Wimp Sanderson back in the day, and has done a very good job. He was at Murray State before Ja Morant, won a lot of games, and he's been at Iowa State and has done a good job there too. Beat Kansas pretty bad. Beat Kansas in the Big 12 championship tournament game. So, yeah, Steve Prohm has done a good job. So maybe that is who they're going after. We shall see. Jim in West Palm checking in this morning. Now, Jim has been traveling. I believe he said he'd been in Colorado. So he's been disconnected for a couple days. Checking back in, he says, Bill, the Noles move on. They win their opener in the tournament. Very sad to hear about Phil Kofer, Mike Kofer's. Phil Kofer is the player. He sat out because of an injury, but he lost his dad. Mike Kofer, let me take you back a little bit. Again, Phil Kofer's dad, Mike Kofer, passed away yesterday. And this takes me back to my beginnings. First of all, we're very sad about this. But when I got to Tennessee, one of the first players that I saw was Mike Kofer. Mike Kofer played at Knoxville Rural High School, and he was a freak. He was 6'5", 230, ran like he was 5'10", 180, and he was a scat back. He was a physical freak. He was built like a Greek god. Mike Kofer today would be a superstar. Doesn't matter what year it is. This was 79-80. And I was already a fan of recruiting back then. And Mike Kofer was a parade All-American. He would be Johnny Five-Star today. He's a five-star. He'd be a five-star today. In the class of 2020, he'd be a five-star. And he went to Tennessee. Now, this is about 4 years in for Johnny Majors, 3-4 years in. And he played linebacker at 6'5", 230. 79, 80-ish. Played some defensive end, too. Played both. Got to remember, they signed Mike Kofer. Right after that, they signed the best defensive lineman in the history of football. On any level, Reggie White. There's never been another Reggie White, okay? Nothing like Reggie White. But they had these two guys together. Now, they weren't coached real well because Johnny Majors was there, but those guys went on and had superstar careers. Mike Kofer ended up with the Detroit Lions, made the Pro Bowl, played for many years in the NFL. Anyways, a couple of years ago, and Mike and Phil and the family lived in Georgia, and meaning they after Mike's pro career, they relocated to Georgia, and Phil became a basketball recruit. Matter of fact, Tennessee thought they were going to get him, and then the whole Bruce Pearl, was it the Bruce Pearl thing or the No. Bruce was gone. No. Bruce was gone. It would have been probably the Conzo Martin thing, I guess. I don't know. But regardless, he ended up in Florida State, and Phil's been a good player for them. But his dad, and I don't know what Mike's illness was, but he had been sick for a while. And I don't know that this was unexpected, but the timing. Apparently, Phil Kofer found out after Florida State's game, he was told. That's tough. Oh, gosh. Got to feel for him. So I appreciate Jim and West Palm bringing that up. Yeah, some of my earliest memories involves hearkening back to Mike Kofler. Yeah, tough news there. Coach Marshall points out, since there's no basketball at Vanderbilt, you guys, I don't know if you got this memo, but Vanderbilt does not play basketball, right? The men and the women do not play. There's no team. So Coach Marshall points out one of the athletic groups at Vanderbilt that does play. That's baseball. Vanderbilt and Florida open up a series on Thursday. Vanderbilt won 5-0. Drake Fellows pitches a complete game shutout versus Florida.
Vanderbilt man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man. He is smart, and he wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
That's very true, Slava. Because Vanderbilt, we know, does not field the basketball team on any level, men or women. So you gotta move on to baseball, which they're really, really good at baseball. They've accomplished a bunch in baseball. M. Bruce talking about the tournament. I threw it up on Twitter earlier, and I threw it up like this. I said, just give me your thoughts on Thursday. What'd you see? And M. Roos says, Bill, it's like you say, it's chalky. Yeah, it was pretty chalky. Now, betting-wise, taking that angle, seems like the dogs were barking a lot. Just from a betting standpoint. Jim in West Palm, okay, yeah, Jim, you're right. He says, Bill, it was Donnie Tindall that almost had Phil Kofler. That's right. Tindall even talked about it on your show when he got his show calls. Yeah, Phil Kofler, he says, is a sixth-year senior. Yeah, good point. Good point, Jim in West Palm. Very good point. Robert says a couple of good games, couple of near miss upsets, bad end of game management. You know what? Belmont, and we got to take a break, but I thought Belmont's last couple of seconds really weren't very well coached, and I'm a big Rick Byrd fan. Rick Byrd is a Hall of Fame coach. That last couple of seconds in their game versus Maryland was not well done. And I was openly shilling for local Belmont. And look, they won a game in the tournament, the playing game. So let's also compliment them. Dylan Windler was ridiculous for Belmont. He was incredible. But that was not well handled down the stretch by the local Belmont Bruins. Not at all. Kentucky won easily by, what, 30-something without P.J. Washington, who's got an ankle sprain. Gators won. Brad's Bob Steakhouse pick was Florida plus the points against Nevada. And for a while there, they had them totally blown out. They held on. Nevada made a pretty furious run late, but it wasn't enough. And the Gators getting points win. So if you had the Gators plus the points, you were happy too. Let's get the first break here. Crazy Charlie will take us there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all. Black, white, orange, green. And if I had my way South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas.
Still clearing a wreck on I-40 East between Fessler's Lane and the I-24 split. I-40 has some hiccups on the west side of Nashville on 14th Avenue North and George L. Davis Boulevard. Broadway getting a little congested at 2nd and at 5th Avenue North. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high. The United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The fine folks at Elite Contract Coating and Polishing, LLC, remind Americans to honor and show support to our troops and veterans. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes. This salute is from Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC, serving the Nashville area with quality service and pride. For the best in floor coatings, polishing, or staining, call the pros today at 615-983-0272. That's 615-983-0272. Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC. Professionals who care.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill.
Call 800-204-0145 today
and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at PredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Damn, Harbaugh ain't never done nothing. He's the college football version of a Kardashian without the nice ass.
I'm the Nashville Hotel. What kind of language was that on the show there? Oh my gosh. What's up, Black?
Hey, man.
Do you deny that was you?
I don't remember it. You know what I'm saying? But hey, look, that was very well said, man. I trust myself at times, man. Hey, so the tournament started yesterday?
Tournament started Thursday, I think. If I remember correctly, I think it was Thursday.
Already?
Yeah.
Is Ohio State gone already?
Ohio State is not gone already. No.
No. We won?
Huh?
Did we play?
No. Ohio State plays today, I believe.
Oh, okay. Man, I don't keep up with that stuff. Hey, I think we're going to be good eventually. I like this coach. Hey, it's a different dynamic in basketball, man, because, like, I hate Harbaugh. We already know that. But I like John Beilein, man. He's a real nice dude. It seems as if college basketball coaches are more likable and charismatic than the football coaches. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different setting. You're closer in a basketball arena to the coach and all that. I mean, I get it. Yep.
Never understood it. I don't have natural hate toward him. Hey, so, hold up, man. What the hell is Cardi? Oh, okay, listen.
Yeah.
So right now, hold up, dude. Hey, man, come to me in 5 minutes. Now, I don't even remember what I called you for, man. Come right back to me, Lex.
Okay.
All right.
See you, Black.
We beat y'all asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.
Black is one of those calls. He can call in, get to talking, and then say, hey, I really don't recall what we were going to talk about, so I'll just call you back. I think he got distracted. Black drives a big rig and maybe something out there on the road. Maybe he saw a Kardashian. Maybe that was it. I'm not sure what happened there. Anyways. Yeah, the games. Let's go back a little bit. The games yesterday. And I started watching, I guess, let me think. Yeah, I started watching right when it got underway with that Minnesota Richard Pitino and Louisville game. Again, get it right. It's not Louisville, Louisville. Take the middle part of the word and just kind of graze over it. Louisville. And obviously you had the storylines that were built in there. Pitino, Richard now, against Louisville. And Minnesota blew him out. I didn't see that happening. Yeah, blew him out. That thing, mid to late first quarter, started getting out of hand, and it stayed that way. Yeah, I thought Louisville would probably win that game. So nice win for Minnesota. Nice win for baby Ricky P. So I started watching then, and throughout the day just kept checking on it, kept watching, kept perusing, and I enjoyed it. I really do. The Thursday and the Friday, the first big days of the tournament, Thursday, Friday, yesterday, today, are so fun. Starts early, goes late. Yeah, starts early and goes into the night. Peter's team lost. Yeah, Peter was here for commitments, like many of you were. And Syracuse lost last night to Baylor. Now, what the heck was that? What happened to Jimmy Boeheim last night? Now, Baylor's a pretty good team. Let me begin that way. But I don't know that I was expecting that either. Were you? I know Rob in the 210 has been doing well. Yeah, I think I'll tell you another guy. I think Round Man had a really good day yesterday, from what I could tell. Round Man did, yeah. Down in Marietta, who was also at commitments. I think he was on the dogs. I think he had a lot of those games that were blowouts and did not go down to the bitter end. I think he had a lot of them. And he was on the right side of the ledger there. I only had one play, and it was Belmont. Yeah, and that was strictly a from-the-heart type deal. I had Belmont for $10. You got to remember now, I'm a big spender. Yeah, I had 10 bucks on Belmont, and I had Belmont plus 3.5, so that was a winner. They didn't win the game, but it was a winner against the spread. So I was a little conflicted down the stretch. I wanted them to win the game outright. Yeah, I was pulling for Belmont against Maryland. I've got no emotional investment in the Turtles, Maryland. Yeah, I've got nothing for Maryland. I don't dislike them. I don't love them. I'm indifferent. It doesn't matter. When Maryland's playing, I'm not emotionally invested, right? It's just a game. I'm pulling for Belmont. And Belmont had their chances. Now, the biggest difference in those two teams is Maryland's inside game. Maryland's got bigs that are very difficult matchups. And one of them's a first-round draft pick, according to a mock draft that I looked at yesterday. Yeah. I'm not kidding you, folks. At one point during my Thursday, I actually looked at an NBA mock draft. I swear to you. I'm not sure what hallucinogenic I was on at the time, but I was looking at a mock draft. I'll tell you why I did. I wanted to see where they had Ja Morant, because he to me, is a generational guard. Matter of fact, I know this is maybe borderline blasphemy, but I think he might be a better pro than Zion Williamson. Yeah, I understand that if we were on Tobacco Road right now, that would be a jailable comment. But I don't give a rip because we're not on Tobacco Road. And I don't care about Tobacco Road, and I do not like Duke or North Carolina. So, there you have it. Ja Morant is going to be a lead guard in the NBA, and I think be a big-time star. Zion Williamson, what do they list him at, 6'6"? Oh, look, Zion Williamson is a total freak. Don't get me wrong. And he's 280 pounds. I mean, he's built like an NFL defensive end. He's 6'6", 280, 290, whatever it is they list him. And he's ultra athletic. They say he's got a 45-inch vertical at 280, 290. So don't get me wrong, but can a guy that size, meaning lengthwise, be a superstar in the NBA? Maybe he is, but I mean, is he at 6'6", is he going to get to the rim regularly? Now, I know he's so strong, they don't just power through people. I understand that part. But I don't think Zion Williamson on an NBA level, does he have a perimeter game on that level? See, so far in his life, all he does is literally just bully his way through people. He's so big and strong. That guy has, even all the way up to the highest of the college levels, he's never had to worry about anything because he's so much stronger than everybody else. And thick and big, right? You get to the NBA, and then it levels out some. Now, I'm not saying there's a whole lot of guys on the planet Earth built like him. There aren't. But it'll be a lot harder. There's a lot more length and strength in the NBA. That's the ultimate level. Ja Morant, to me, can be a perennial NBA All-Star. He's that kind of talent. He's crazy. You see this guy. Now, he is right-hand dominant, Ja Morant. You see what he does with his left hand in the passing game? He had, what was it, like 15 assists in that game. He had, I think it was 17 points. Somebody correct me if I've got, but it was like 17, 18 points. 15, 16 assists and 10 rebounds. And you know how he got his 17, 18 points? I think he got it on like 9 shots. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think I'm more impressed with Ja Morant than I am Zion Williamson. How about that? Round Man says, Bill, Morant should be drafted higher than Zion Williamson. Yeah, I tend to agree. That's probably not going to happen, but I think he's the better player. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, just tell Tobacco Road to kiss your... He says, I do it all the time. Go Noles. Yeah, is there any way we can get Duke and North Carolina eliminated early? That would be a wonderful thing. That'd be a wonderful, like, late March gift. Tickets at Primo Seats. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. Are you going to games? Any sporting event? Whenever that might be. Today or next week or a month from now. Whenever. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. And when you get on that site, PrimoSeats.com, remember, use the name Bill Is King. Take the name Bill Is King. Put that name in the promo code box, and that will get you a discount. 5% off. 5% off. Use the name Bill Is King. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, sporting events, college or pro. That includes concerts. You going to concerts? Yeah, the weather's getting nice. You're all excited. You're going to go to concerts. Get your tickets at Primo Seats. Okay. Bottom of the hour break. Brad will be with us hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Keeping an eye on that I-40 wreck eastbound between Fessler's Lane and the I-24 split. South of the I-24 split, a lot of heavy traffic. 440 westbound is mobbed from I-24 to Nolensville Pike. 65 south getting a little hectic from Dickerson Pike to Trinity. Furniture Wholesale Plus has a new location at 4404 Lebanon Pike. Celebrate the big opening April 1st. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
India Jordan with At Home Realty is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by India Jordan with At Home Realty. Serving Nashville and the surrounding area with quality service and pride, she's our area's premier real estate realtor. Whether you're buying or selling, look no further than India Jordan with At Home Realty. Call today at 615-604-5568. That's 615-604-5568. India Jordan with At Home Realty. Thanking her customers and saluting our troops and veterans.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks. Which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Hi, this is Coach Ed Ogeron with LSU football. Sorry I can't take your call right now, but I'm out recruiting the best football players in the country for LSU. Hold that tiger.
Yeah, tweeted this yesterday. I swear to you, I think that LSU might be the most gifted team in the tournament. They're certainly the most athletic team. But I give them zero chance of winning it all.
LSU is an 800-pound gorilla with a chainsaw for a penis.
They play like they're coached by Coach O. So, and you know what that gets you? That gets you like 8-5, 9-3. And if he doesn't have LSU's talent and he's at Ole Miss, it's worse than that. But he's got LSU's talent, which gives you a bit of, gives you a little bit of cushion there. Yeah, speaking of the drop there, when we were coming back, the drop about Council Bluffs, P5, G5, all that. What if we did this, everybody? Let's have Duke and North Carolina play basketball today, 2 o'clock, Council Bluffs. Loser gets banned from playing basketball forever. We could start that way. Let's do that. That'd be pretty cool. So I get a message from Kevin Hagan yesterday. And it said, give me a shout when you get a minute. So I called him. I said, hey, Kevin, what is happening, sir? And he says, Bill, you won't believe what just happened to me. And I said, well, tell me more. He said, I am in Richmond, Kentucky. You know, Kevin works there at the University of Kentucky. He's a Bama guy, but he works at the University of Kentucky. And he was down in Richmond with his wife at a, I believe, Toyota dealership. They were picking up a car for his wife. And he's working, was it the sales guy or I don't know who it was, but he's working with the guy to get, you know, they're finalizing the deal on the car. And they just start chit-chatting about whatever, and they start talking college football. And Kevin, obviously, is a big Alabama aficionado. He's on the show every Wednesday. This guy is a big Michigan fan. So they start talking college football. And Kevin, somehow, it gets to the point in the conversation where Kevin is acknowledged as being on this show. The guy goes, oh, Bill's show. He says, I haven't heard it since Sirius XM. I didn't know if he was still on. Kevin said, yeah, here's the app. You can hear it every day. So I think we've added a new listener, and he's a big Michigan fan. He used to listen all the time. So we've added a Maize and Bluer to the show. To take it even further, let me find this here. This gentleman is on Twitter, and his name is Tyler. And he actually tweeted yesterday after this. So, hey, Tyler, welcome back to the show. It's a small world out there. Yeah, Kevin is at a Toyota dealership in Richmond, Kentucky, and that's what went down. Pretty interesting. That's kind of like Bob in Pittsburgh. Bob in Pittsburgh is down in Tampa. Now, this is a different type conversation. And he's at some sort of party. And he's talking to some dude he doesn't know. And they're talking about how they listen to the show. And this guy doesn't know this is Bob in Pittsburgh. But Bob in Pittsburgh asks the guy, what do you think about that caller, Bob in Pittsburgh? And the guy starts ripping on Bob in Pittsburgh, the caller, not knowing that he's actually standing there talking to Bob from Pittsburgh. There's another recent random moment for the show. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, this is who the Gators hate the most. This is who the Seminoles, let me get this right, hate the most. Number one, the Gators. Number two, the Canes. Number three, Karen. Number four, Jimbo. Number five, Tobacco Road. That's a good hate list. Everybody needs a really good hate list. That's a good hate list. The thing about that list, though, number two, the Canes. Now, again, I'm not close. I have wonderful memories of Florida State and Miami playing. Don't get me wrong. When they used to both be simultaneously good. That's been forever, though. But to me, it's not even like Florida State and Miami is a thing anymore. It doesn't. When they play now, I don't get that big energy surge that I would get in the 90s. Because both, to a certain extent, are so far removed from those type teams. Now, again, Florida State's got a more updated resume than Miami. Although Willie Taggart is working really hard to eliminate that, too. But that particular matchup, I understand personally between those two that they don't like each other a lot. I get that. But just as a fan that's not, again, let me use the phrase, emotionally invested in either one of them, it's hard to recognize that as a thing. I mean, there are several other rivalries like that. Southern Cal and Notre Dame's the same way. Now Notre Dame's been pretty good consistently. Not natty good, but pretty good. Southern Cal has had their moments, but this last year wasn't very good. But that rivalry is not what it ought to be. And again, I'm taking into account both teams, not just one team, but both teams. There are a few like that. Auburn, Alabama's pretty updated. Ohio State, Michigan is, even though Michigan has not done their part, it's still pretty updated. Now, again, Michigan needs to do better as far as being an opponent that makes that game interesting. Now, they've had some close games, don't get me wrong. This last year was an unexpected blowout to them. Yeah, Miami and Florida State, not what it ought to be. Not at all. So what else from the games yesterday? What else jumped out at you from those games yesterday? And anything grab you and pull you along? LSU had a close game with Yale. Kentucky, let me use some Southern language. You ready? Kentucky blowed out Abilene Christian. Blowed them out. That's how we talk down here, everybody. Tennessee plays today. Tennessee plays toothpaste today. Colgate. Is that not cute? Yeah, Vols, I think it, what is it, 2 o'clock Central, 3 Eastern, or 2 Eastern, 1 Central? I know it's early afternoon. I know that. Vols play. Vols have a team certainly good enough to be in the Final Four, which would be their first Final Four ever, E-word, ever, for the Vols. Bruce Pearl had a hell of a game with New Mexico State. That thing, Auburn would have a pretty big lead, and then it would tighten up. And then they would get the lead, and then it would tighten up. And it went all the way to the end. Matter of fact, New Mexico State, is it New Mexico or New Mexico State they played? Had, at the end of the game, Auburn's up two. With 1 second left, New Mexico or New Mexico State hoists up a three, and Auburn fouls the shooter. So he's on the line for three shots. He misses two of them. But on the last miss, the third shot was a miss. The first and the third shots were misses. The second shot was a make. So they're down one. But on the third shot, the miss, out of bounds on Auburn. So with 1.3 seconds-ish left, they're taking the ball out of bounds under their basket. They get a guy wide open in the corner on an inbounds play, and he airballs it. A matter of fact, when it left his hand, I said no good. It was that bad of a shot. And Auburn hangs on and wins. It was a shot that was so off, and it was a clean look too, that literally when it was a foot out of his fingertips, you could tell it was too far to the right. It wasn't even close. So Auburn hangs on and wins too. Let's get one more break here in hour number one, Friday edition. Brad will be with us hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
A crash with injuries on Donaldson Pike at the I-40 West exit ramp. Still clearing that wreck on I-40 East near Fessler's Lane. 65 South is getting a lot more traffic from Dickerson Pike to Trinity. 440 westbound is mobbed from I-24 all the way to Nolensville Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side
side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, sunny today, high 64, mainly clear tonight, low 32. Sunny Saturday, high 60, partly sunny with a stray shower Sunday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers will be with us hour three. And we'll talk about the tournament today. Yeah, I mentioned this. Was it yesterday? I think it was. Brad has a bet that Duke will not win the tournament. He bet $2,000. That Duke will not win. He says he thinks Duke should be the favorite in the tournament, but he doesn't think it's so overwhelming. And when you're talking about one team versus the field, he in essence has bet the field here. That's what he's done. Brad Powers Sports. I'll get him to explain it when he comes in. A little over an hour from now. He'll be with us. Brad Power Sports. So let's pull it up. Let's see if I have enough time to find this, pull it up, and get some of the spreads for today on. Yeah, I enjoyed the first day, Thursday. I really did. Had a good time with it. Why is this happening? I'm clicking around. Yeah, I'm killing dead air right now as we're hanging out. Let me click log in. Maybe that'll be the trick I'm looking for. Okay. Let me click on the word basketball. Then it's going to ask me, do you want the NBA or the NCAA? I do not want the NBA. Here we go. Hawkeye Jason's team gets it started today. At 11:15 our time, Central Time. That is, Iowa is getting four against that punk, Mick Cronin. It's not Nick Cronin, is it? Like Nick Saban? It's Mick Cronin, right? Yeah, Iowa getting four versus Mick Cronin. Oklahoma and Kermit's team, Ole Miss Evie's team. Ole Miss favored by one over Scott from OKC's team. West Coast Sooners team. Texas Tech favored by 12.5 over Northern Kentucky. That's about 12:30 today. Cal Irvine is a 4.5-point dog to Kansas State. Tennessee is favored by 17.5 over Colgate. Virginia favored by 21.5 over Gardner-Webb. Buffalo is favored by 4.5 over Arizona State. Wisconsin -2 versus the Ducks. Utah State, which would be the Aggies, not Jimbo's Aggies, the Utah State Aggies, -3 over UW. Duke favored by 26.5 versus North Dakota State today. Mississippi State -6 versus Hugh Freeze's basketball team, Liberty. Memphis is 4.5 points as a dog versus Creighton. North Carolina favored by 22.5 over Iona. Buckeyes and Iowa State. Buckeyes getting 5. Yeah, Black's team getting 5. Those are a few of them. Oh, by the way, Kentucky's favored by 5 over Wofford. 5. Wow. All right. Hour 2 coming up.
Well, the snake comes up to a railroad tracks. He wants to cross it. So he looks to his left. He looks to his right. There's no train coming. And up over the first track he goes. He's ready to go across the second one. He looks to his left. Looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Son of a gun. Here comes a train. Cuts a piece of his tail off. So now he's on the other side of the track there. And he sees his tail there. And he says, I got to go back and get my tail. So he gets ready to go back across. So he looks to his left, looks to his right. No train coming. Off he goes. Sure as heck, here comes a train. Cuts his head off. What's the moral of the story? Don't lose your head over a little piece of tail.